You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Sally Kaplan. Sally has many jobs, but one of the jobs that we're going to discuss this morning is she is the executive director for Gold Rush Riders. Good morning, Sally.
Hi, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing well. There's going to be a Gold Rush Riders conference taking place in McCollumy Hill May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. But first, let's establish, what is Gold Rush Riders?
So Gold Rush Riders truly is a group of local and regional riders who came together in 2005. It was a writing group, a critique group at first. And the person who ran it was named Antoinette May. She was originally from the Bay Area, Palo Alto. And after this critique group had met for a couple of years, she said, let's do a little conference. Let's do a little retreat where writers can come together and maybe even people from outside of here might come and join us. And it got on the map within a few years, and she was approached by poets and writers. And they said, we've heard that you're doing a little writers' conference. We'd like to support you. And then it really got on the map because poets and writers began to support this conference that occurs annually with some funding. And that's what Gold Rush Writers is all about. It's really about the annual conference that occurs every year, the first weekend in May, usually at the Hotel Leger. We take over the town. And that's Gold Rush Writers.
Got it. So do you meet at all on a monthly basis for other types of workshops?
Yes. Gold Rush Writers has a novel writing critique group. It's a private group that only when one member leaves can another interested member join. But it's a once a month meeting that I've been a part of for a number of years, which is how I came to know Gold Rush Writers.
How is Gold Rush Writers funded?
So Gold Rush Writers, the critique group, is not funded at all. It's just those of us writers who need each other's input, need each other's support. We call each other the midwives for our various novels. Come together. There's no money exchanged at all. Gold Rush Writers Conference is funded a number of ways. There have been some local funders that have been big supporters for many years and consistent supporters for many years. That includes the Moak Hill Friends of the Library. Another funder of ours that's been consistent is the McCollumy Hill Historical Community Trust. And then Poets and Writers has been a consistent funder. They get cut from year to year, so they haven't been able to give us as much as in the past. But this year, we're proud to say for the second time, 2 years ago, we were also funded by them, I was able to get a grant from the Calaveras Community Foundation. They gave us a partial grant, and what that allows us to do is open up more to the public our Saturday night event.
And when you say open to the public, is this for both writers and would-be writers?
Anybody. It's open to anybody. So some people are writers. Some people are would-be writers. Some people just like to listen. It's really the common thread that I like to say is people who take joy in the written word.
Is there going to be a schedule listed online that a person would be able to look at?
Absolutely. Gold Rush Writers has a website, and the entire schedule for the festival is on that website, as is the information about the public event.
And a telephone number for more information.
Best telephone number is actually me, and that is my cell phone, so it's a different area code. It's 310 area code 927-6929, and I welcome phone calls.
Is writing still an art form?
What a great question. Yes, it is. I think it's having a comeback, too. I think if there's a landscape change in writing, it's that there are other places you can write now. You don't have to write long form. I think with the landscape change with digital and technology is there's blogs, there's short form fiction, there's flash fiction. And the instructors that join us at the Writers Conference, some of them are very familiar with all of this. And they actually teach you techniques for the short form.
The Gold Rush Writers Conference takes place May 3rd, May 4th, May 5th. Can you spill the goods on perhaps who some of the headliners or writers are that will be at this conference?
Yes, of course. We're very excited to say that every year we have two headliners from out of town. And this year we have Kathleen Kent. She's well known as a historical novelist. The Heretic's Daughter is her New York Times bestselling book. It's about the Salem witch trial. Her most recent book is a crime novel, and it's called The Dime. It's also a bestselling book. And she's going to teach a workshop on suspense and how to keep audiences engaged. Joe Quirk is our second headliner. He's a science writer as well as a novelist. He's known for his cutting humor. And he's also very interested in the environment, has written a number of books about the environment. He, too, is going to lead a workshop on how the use of a ticking clock makes pages turn for the reader.
Sally, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
I think the biggest thing I want to add is that the big day is really Saturday. Some people show up for Saturday only. That's the day that we have three workshops going. You have a choice of three. So there are nine altogether, and you choose three out of those nine. Then there are these in-between little things that we offer as activities between the workshops. Then there's a lot of people hanging out at the bar at 5 p.m. with the authors and the readers. Then there's dinner. Then there's an after-dinner event, which is open to the public. Friday is really just an evening picnic to get to know each other. Sunday is another workshop and a lunch. But Saturday's the big day. And the most important thing I want to say is people can sign up for individual workshops. If you can't afford or you don't have the time to come to the entire weekend, come join us for one thing that you find fascinating.
She is the executive director for Gold Rush Writers, Sally Kaplan. Always nice to see you, Sally.
Nice to see you too, Mark.